Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new Pennywise podcast. I'm your host, Terry Barr. And as always, we are so happy to have you joining us for these, what we kind of call little nuggets of information to help you deal with your money, whether you're trying to save, get a little bit of control of your budget, whatever the case may be, Pennywise podcast is here for you. The question for today and our topic is, do you actually have or do you use any store credit cards? And if you're wondering, why are we talking about this today? Holiday shopping season is on. And believe it or not, there are some good cards and there are some bad ones out there. So here to talk with us and to try to explain the difference with some pros and cons on these store credit cards, happy to welcome in Melissa Lamberina. Melissa is a credit card expert with NerdWallet. Thanks, Melissa, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to see you again. And, you know, I guess with the holiday shopping season, especially this year, we've got inflation and people watching their budgets, but these store shopping cards, they can be very attractive and you can also feel a little pressure to get it. I'm going to ask you right off the bat, is this something you should really kind of back up for a minute and take time to think about before you sign up for one?
It is definitely important to take time before accepting any credit card offer. It's not something that you want to rush into or do in a hurry. So if you're at the register, pull over and do some research on your phone, look at credit card reviews, read the terms and conditions to determine if it aligns with your spending and your goals.
Yeah, and I know everybody has different spending ideas and goals right now too. So that's a great place to start. Let's also talk about pros of a store credit card. I'm going to assume that there could be some cards that would work for people. What should we watch for as far as a good store credit card?
Store credit cards can have their benefits. Some of them being, if you have less than ideal credit, then they are easier to qualify for. You might also be able to save money on a large purchase with a discount or a special financing offer, for instance.
Are we a little maybe caught up in the holiday shopping? And then when the person at the cash register says, oh, 25% off right now, can that be a good way to finance your holiday gifts?
It could, depending on whether you had planned those purchases already, budgeted for them, and whether you were also looking for a credit card. If it's just an impulse decision, then it likely won't be ideal in the long term. So you want to be mindful of that. You want to consider also that you're not going to go and overspend and spend more just to get that discount and make the most of it as well.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely ruin what you were trying to budget for sure. Okay, so what do we look for if all of a sudden we decide, yep, we want a store credit card? What are some things to maybe consider and look for if this one is going to be the one for you?
Consider the value that a card offers. Does it provide an upfront discount or smaller ongoing discount? You might see something like you mentioned 25% off a large purchase, or maybe a series of ongoing discounts if it's say 5% off every time you make a purchase at the store or free shipping, for example. And then you also want to consider whether the rewards are decent and easy to earn. Some store credit cards may offer rewards that maybe are worth less than a cent a piece. So you want to be aware of what your rewards will offer with that card. And then lastly, you want to make sure that the redemptions are easy. You don't want to have to jump through hoops to be able to redeem your rewards. And you also don't want them to expire quickly. So rewards that don't expire at all or that take a long time to expire is ideal.
Oh, these are great ideas. Thank you, Melissa. Let's take a maybe deeper dig into the cons of having a store credit card. Are there really specific red flags, maybe some you already mentioned, that should really make you kind of go, nope, thanks, I'm not interested right now?
Yes, you want to look for rewards that are potentially inflated or maybe confusing. If you see a store credit card offering a really elevated rewards rate, like 5% back per dollar spent or a lot of points per dollar spent, you want to look at the terms and conditions to determine the true value of those rewards when you redeem them. If they're worth less than a cent a piece, then you're not going to get the industry value. So you want to make sure and that you're aware of that upfront before accepting any offer. And you also want to be aware of any complicated redemptions? How are the rewards issued? Do you need to have a minimum amount in order to redeem them? Are there any other roadblocks or potential obstacles? They might be issued as reward certificates, for instance, in small increments of $5 or $10 or $20. And that can make it really difficult to bank those rewards for a large purchase. So you want to be aware of that and whether you would even frequently visit the store enough to make the most of that, and make sure that those don't cause you to stray from your budget as well.
What happens if you do get a store credit card and you pay it off, you know, as you wanted to, and so now you don't have a balance? Can you just sit on that card, or is that not the greatest idea either?
Well, that's not the greatest idea either, because now you've opened a line of credit. And if it's inactive, the issuer can close the account. It will eventually impact your credit score if they close that account. And if you're shopping for new credit, or if you're working on your credit in a credit building journey, then that could potentially hold you back.
Wow. So many things to think about instead of automatically saying yes to one of these store credit cards. Melissa, what would you say is the bottom line when a shopper is there and they're under pressure? What do they need to be thinking about?
They need to be thinking about whether this card will ultimately save them money and maybe not cost them as much with the interest. Are they going to carry a balance? If they are going to carry a balance over a long term on a store credit card that has a really high interest rate, then maybe that is not ideal. They might be better off with a credit union credit card that tends to offer lower interest rates. And of course, it's important to consider as well that your interest rate will also depend on factors like your credit worthiness. So that will play a role in that.
Okay. And again, you said it early in our conversation here. If you're pondering, but you don't want to be under pressure, just pull over, pull your card over. And I think it's okay these days to take a look on your phone, find some information. I see people do this, and I don't feel strange about them doing it. I think it's a good way to get educated.
Yes, definitely. And even if you can't get all of your questions answered by doing that search, you can even call the issuer on the phone on the spot to ask any lingering questions.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. And I know we've been talking about this with specifications around the holiday shopping season, but Melissa, I think so many of these tips that you shared today can be used all year round. Just kind of pause and think about what Melissa shared with us today. Melissa, thank you so very much for your time.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yeah, again, everybody, that was Melissa Lamborina. She is a credit card expert with NerdWallet and just walked us through some really important things when it comes to your store credit cards. Thanks again, Melissa. I'm Terry Barr, and this is your Pennywise podcast. New episodes every single Thursday. Thanks for being here.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading. B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.